Simon & Schuster Audio presents Goodbye Paris by Anstey Harris. Read by Tanya Rodriguez.
What we know as a cello is actually called a violoncello. Hence the grammatical shortening to cello. It's part of the violin family, whereas a double bass is technically part of the viol family. A cello is made of three materials. The body is made of maple with a spruce front. The fingerboard, pegs and tailpiece are made of ebony. These pieces are designed to last. Ebony is one of the hardest woods in the world. Maple and spruce are not as robust as ebony, but they weigh less and they react to vibration in very specific ways. The instrument is essentially a resonating chamber in the form of a box. No maker, or for that matter physicist, has improved upon the original design and acoustic measures that Stradivari, Guarneri and Amati would have recognised in 17th century Cremona. The front panel of a cello is known as the belly, or top. It's made of spruce. The F-holes are cut into the belly, either side of the bridge, and are chiefly designed to let the sound waves escape the instrument's body. Behind the F-holes lie the bass bar and the sound post. Without these two pieces, an instrument cannot work. The sound post is a thin dowel of wood that connects the front and back of the sound box, tempering and controlling the amount of vibration through the two planes. The sound post must be lodged into place.